This is Logan Seculo to wrap up the week. President Biden's administration pushes a liberal world order.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo.
What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
We want to hear from you. Share and post your comment or call 1-800-684-3110.
It's interesting when you look up the word liberal, you know, or progressive, it talks about looking at diversity. The only thing is some of those progressives don't believe in diversity of thought and ideas, the marketplace for ideas. And that's, right. I think that's one of the deficiencies that they need to understand the word progressive.
And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo for today to wrap up our week. It is the beginning of July, July 1st, so Independence Holiday weekend. So first I want to say, obviously, I hope all of you go out and celebrate this Independence weekend. Stay safe. But we are talking about a news clip. We're going to talk a lot of things today. We've got Rick Grenell joining us later. We may have other special guests joining us later as well to discuss a myriad of topics. But this is the one that it will almost seems comical that this is the language being spun, the language being used, because it's almost like it's trying to trigger people and people to get all riled up. Because yesterday, one of the people from the Biden administration went on the record. They specifically asked a question. Victor Blackwell, not exactly you're talking about a conservative
CNN
from
anchor.
CNN,
yeah.
Who we all have to be honest and say, is this sustainable? We all have asked that, the gas prices. Is it sustainable for families? So let's hear from Victor Blackwell, and followed by Brian Deese from the Biden administration. And maybe you will have something to say about this little interchange. But
is it sustainable? What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
And that's from the National Economic Council chair. And he said, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm. I am sure, without a doubt, you have something to say about this. When you hear your administration, look, you may not like them, but they are representing our country right now, start throwing out terms like liberal world order, and I would love to hear from you. Be kind, be courteous to our phone screeners, especially, look, it's holiday week, holiday weekend, be nice. We're going to try to get as many calls on the air as we can. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air. Will, one of the things that I find pretty shocking in this also is in that he says we can't, I mean, people are saying they can't afford to pay for this for months or possibly years. They certainly don't like balk at that and say, oh, right, it's not going to be months or years.
Right. And Brian Deese, who is the chairman of the National Economic Council, his entire position at the National Economic Council is to help create and craft policy for the president of the United States. That's what that forum is for. And he also has the title Assistant to the President for Economic Policy, and as well as being the director of the National Economic Council. So his entire job is to create policy. And his policy about high gas prices, a very big thing hitting our economy, is that we have to stand firm because it's about the future of the liberal world order. Typically, we give the left some credit of being like, man, they are really good at messaging. They're really good at getting their point out there and misinformation many times. Yeah. I don't know how the term liberal world order through the rewrites of the drafts when we.
I think we got to stop saying world order, guys. Okay. No offense to whoever's doing this. Like, it's not going to end well. Okay. Now, look, some of you may be just going, well, I told you so. And it feels that way. It feels that way when they start casually throwing out liberal world order, as if that's a phrase we're all accustomed to. Just to get, look, guys, if we're going to have the money coming through, it's because of the liberal world order. It's just part of the deal. Hey, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Joined later in the show by Rick Grenell. We're also going to go over our new 50-state guide to engaging in the fight for life. It's part of the matching challenge that just launched today at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Seculo again live here on this 4th of July weekend kickoff, and there's a lot happening in the world, Will. We're obviously starting this conversation. We're having a little fun, but it's really not that much fun because when you hear the comments that are coming from you, you kind of have to break them apart. And the headline, obviously, is they're using terms like liberal world order. That's a bit concerning, and it's a bit freaky. But the truth of the matter, when you really look at what the Biden administration is saying, is we could be in a months to years long battle with this inflation, and they're blaming it on the current crisis in Ukraine. And honestly, they kind of turn it on you. They turn it on anyone who complains and says, well, this is just for the betterment of humanity. Suck it up. Pay more money at the gas pump. Not really how they should be handling it. Not really reading the room for how America is feeling.
Well, and that is part of the problem. So when they say liberal world order, one, there are a thousand different ways you could express that point of what they would claim they're trying to say. Rather than using the phrase liberal world order, they could have said representative democracy or a constitutional republic system form of government. There are many different ways they could express the idea of liberal world order, which is what they're trying to say, is that our system of government in the West is fighting against the system that the more authoritarian style and oligarch rule out of Russia as they are taking on Ukraine. And so when they say we have to stand firm about the future of the liberal world order, it's saying that we're paying the price here at home to protect the future of the American style of life. Now, there is a little bit of a caveat to that where we hear the term liberal world order and we're like, that doesn't sound quite like what we want to be pushing for. But even if they were to push back and say, no, it just means democracy, it means whatever.
We mean liberal in the global sense.
We need to play the next bite. This is still Victor Blackwell on CNN pushing for more information from Brian Deese. This is bite 10 because he's asking more about the economy, more about how they can hear it. But I wanted you to key in on what Deese says right at the end, and then we'll break it down. Let's play bite 10.
It appears that increasingly the American people do not approve of what this White House is doing. What's your reaction to the assessment of the job the president's doing?
Look, these are uncertain times, and when prices are high, people are understandably frustrated when they're pulling up at the gas pump, and that's understandable. And at the same time, it is our job, and it's the president's firm conviction that what he can do as president is to take every responsible action that he has. And we have, and also remind the American people that even as we go through this challenging period, even as we move through this transition.
So it's a transition now.
Yeah.
It isn't protecting the liberal world order. Now it's a transition. So it does still give us those reservations about what the Biden administration says whenever they get on TV, that they are looking to transform the United States into something different.
Yeah, it's also a transition into this being the normal.
Right.
And being the norm, having a $5 gas price, or if you're in the California, $6, $7. If you're in the South, you're still talking about $4, $5 a gallon. And that going up and up. And I know gas prices, people have been complaining. It's one of those conversations that keeps happening. But when they are so flippant, it just shows how disconnected they are to the global, to the national society of people who are genuinely hurting. I've seen people go on and be like, well, collectively, you're only talking about another $30 a week. What does that really mean to people? A lot. It means a lot to people who are, I think a lot of us, including myself at this point, are pretty much running our car until it has, you don't want to fill up until you have to at
right.
this point. There's no casual stop by.
You don't just top it off.
You don't just top it
for
off.
For the sake of it, yeah.
I mean, which it does make it crazier looking.
Right.
Because you see when it's full how far it is, but it's because you don't want to. You know you got to run that thing until it can't go anymore. And that is a weird thing to even think about, because for us in our lifetime, Will, being in our mid-30s, it's just not something that's really come up. Sure, we saw $3 gas prices in our lifetime, but we never saw $4, $5, $6, $7 gas prices in our lifetime.
And I remember a very brief time after Hurricane Katrina hit that it spiked up very close to $4 a yeah. gallon because of the supply chain issues, because of
that's a natural disaster.
And it was very brief.
Yeah.
It was a market response to the natural disaster and the ways that it shut down refining and processes down in New Orleans and in the Louisiana area.
Yeah.
But that wasn't saying, hey, it's the price
normal.
You're gonna pay.
Yeah.
This is a part of the transition, and we're, you know what we're doing? We're protecting the liberal world order.
The only place I ever paid that much for gas is outside of the Orlando airport. There were gas stations that were just gouging people.
Pretty sure they passed some laws because of those gas stations.
Because they wouldn't mark how much it would cost. Then you'd pull up and it would be the gas. You obviously returning your rental car. It just made me think of it. It'd be $10, $12 a gallon. And then they'd steal your credit card information. It was fabulous. All right. Should we take a few phone calls?
Yeah,
we got a lot.
Let's go to Belinda calling from Louisiana on line 3. Belinda, you're on Seculo.
Hello. I want to know why these liberals think that they can put all of these plans into order, the New World Order, the abortion and everything, and we have to just sit back and say, oh, okay, well, we'll go through it. But no, I don't want to go through none of that.
Yeah, I think, Belinda, a lot of people feel that way. They feel that they speak on behalf of the country and really only speaking over a small percentage, specifically now when you see that approval ratings of the Biden administration plummeting. You see, well, we've talked about this, is how much on the news right now the conversation is, will Joe Biden be the candidate in 2024?
He hasn't even been in office 2 years yet.
2 years. And we're talking about from the liberal press as well. You're not talking about just from the conservative press. You're talking about from the late night talk show hosts to, we saw it on MSNBC yesterday. They're like, well, here are all the hopeful candidates that potentially could come through. And they're saying it very jovially because they all see that this is a failing administration and that they aren't speaking or representing the majority of the country or for even their own party.
Well, and something that we talked about earlier in the week on the show was when you held up the magazine cover from The American Lawyer and it had your dad on the cover and it had Justice Clarence Thomas and it had Joe Biden. And we talked about how, you know, history repeats itself, especially in Washington. And I think there are parallels between the one-term presidency of Jimmy Carter, where there was the national malaise, where there was just this feeling of something's off. And then what happened? He was replaced in his next election by Ronald Reagan, one of the most conservative, greatest presidents in our history. So I think that there's always that hope. is that unfortunately the president is doing real damage to the country, to the economy, on the world stage, at home. But it doesn't mean that that is the end of our history. It does continue forward. The American experiment is something that is great, that has stood the test of time, and I think will continue in perpetuity because of the way that our system is set up, that they won't necessarily get away with their liberal world order in the way that they see it. But in that broad liberal world order, as the term they probably would say meant, the American experiment is great, and it is a beacon of light to the world. And I think that we do have hope that it will not last forever.
Yeah, and we have a phone call coming from Steve in California. I want to take Steve's call because, Steve, I think a lot of people did vote for President Biden with the thought process of what he said, which was, you know, to be sort of a voice for everyone and be more of a moderate in that way, and not to take extreme rhetoric. But let's go ahead and I didn't want to jump on your question there. But Steve, you're on the air.
Actually, I did vote for Trump and regretted it because of the insurrection. But I would liken by the Rehoboam in the Old Testament, who said that my little finger is bigger than my father's thumb. And he, and basically what he's doing is proved that to be case instead of coming to terms with the conservatives and trying to find a common middle ground. He's listened to the liberals, and he's just gone directly along with their agenda as much as he possibly can.
I think that is frustrating for a lot of people as they look at it and they go, man, you know, campaign promises always get dropped. But when the campaign promise was, we're in a rough situation right now, the country's very divided on everything, and coming into 2020, it was definitely that way. It was one of those, you know, it was the crazy, you know, summer of COVID and of, you know, the protests that happened in the streets. So people were feeling that really that disconnected, and they felt that President Biden was selling a message of hope and a message of bringing everyone back together. And look, historically, if you looked at President Biden's record, you maybe could point out places where he was more of a moderate. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because it seems like he's clearly being run and decided, including all of the times that they've had to go back. The administration has had to go back and clean up what they say are his messes whenever he says something that is somewhere in the middle.
Well, and also with President Biden, when they talked about unity and when they talked about bringing the country together, they didn't mean that we can find common ground. What the left meant by that is that we're going to be unified in our agenda. And so that's why these speeches and the policies they put out are more divisive than ever, because it's not about finding common ground or healing or whatever things they wanted to say. It was about making sure that their vision of America was put into place. And we're seeing them try to do that over and over again. But I don't think the American people are bought in to what they're selling.
We are going to be taking more phone calls in the next segment, 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to be talking about, you know, the global liberal world order. That's great, but we have to also make sure we are standing up for life, and we got something going on really great in the ACLJ. It is part of our matching challenge. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are in the very beginning, the first day of our ACLJ matching challenge. And I want to explain a little slower than usual what that means. What that means is all donations that are made are effectively doubled. You may say, how does that work? Does that mean if I give you $10, that means you're going to charge me $20? No, that's not how that works. It doesn't work that way. How it works is there is a group of donors who over the years have supported the work of the ACLJ, and they have committed to match any donations made in a specific amount of time. So this is for the month of July. They said for the month of July, donations made, we will go to all together and we will match those donations. So right now, but again, it doesn't work one way, it only works based on the initial donations made. So if you put in $10, there's someone on the other end who is there to match that and effectively make it 20 or 50 to 100, 1,000 to 2,000, whatever you'd like to give to the ACLJ for the work that goes on here. And look, we've been working specifically in the world of life for the last 40 years, almost, when it comes to all of the iterations of the ACLJ, its origins have been for nearly 40 years. And we saw the overturning of Roe just a week ago today. It's pretty wild. It's been a week since that's happened. And that could not have happened, I'll be honest, I was a kid through a lot of this, without the work of this organization and what we've been doing and continue to do. So now, because we knew this was happening, I had a meeting with our team months ago and said, listen, the entire way we've talked about life, the entire way we've talked about the abortion rights issue is going to change if Roe is overturned. It doesn't mean the fight stops. In fact, it's going to get a lot more difficult and a lot more maybe confusing for some. And that's why we've created a 50-state guide to engaging the fight for life. It is on our website right now. Right now, if you go to aclj.org, you'll see the show is broadcasting live, but it's to the right of it. And then later on, you'll see it'll be a big front page article. And it goes through step by step, state by state, what the laws are and what we're going to do. Because as you said, Will, we're hearing things like coming out of Florida where there's blocks happening, and we're hearing that in Kentucky. But there are wins happening as well, and obviously throughout the country. And maybe those aren't getting as much attention, but a lot of those laws are going into place.
Well, and that just highlights why it's so important to support the work of the ACLJ and to go to aclj.org to get this information. But one thing I did want to highlight is, yes, yesterday we saw that a federal judge or a state judge had put an injunction temporarily blocking a Florida law similar to Kentucky, Texas, Louisiana, and Utah, that we saw similar actions like that. But the media is not really highlighting on some of the positive things that are happening. We've had five victories post the Dobbs ruling in our fight for life in just a week. And some of those are included because when a state judge saw, or a federal judge in some cases, saw the ruling, they said, oh, this injunction I had in place, it no longer is valid because the way the Supreme Court ruled. One of those is in Tennessee. The Sixth Circuit had a temporary injunction against a Tennessee heartbeat bill that was brought by Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. Now, the decision by the Sixth Circuit was, hey, we looked at this in light of the Dobbs decision. This is vacated, this injunction. So the Tennessee law can go forward. We've seen that in South Carolina. We've seen that in Ohio. We've seen a lot of these victories coming out because of the way that the Dobbs decision went that we were engaged in court. And now we're seeing victories because of that. The media is going to highlight the negatives where the judge says, okay, Florida, you can't move forward. Florida's going to appeal. We're going to engage in any way we can, same as we are in Kentucky and Utah and across the country. But the good thing is that we're having these victories also where judges are reading the decision in Dobbs and being like, wait, this injunction that Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and all these other organizations asked for, it's not valid. So we're going to get rid of it and the law can go into effect.
Yeah, we have lawyers all over the country, all over the world, really, if you include our European Center and all the other versions of the ACLJ that exist throughout the world, the known world and the unknown world. And you can find those, a lot of those, on ACLJ.org. But we have lawyers who can work pretty much in all states and representatives that can work in all states to make sure that we are standing up for life, even in, you know, people, I got into a lot of debates online. I get debates with people in person about what, you know, the overturning of Roe means. Yes, there are, for a good portion of the states, that means there will be a restriction on abortion in a lot of them. What it also means is there's going to be some states with more liberal and more unrestricted abortions than ever before, including, as we've seen, states and companies flying people in and paying for your travel and all these things that are going to happen. So the fight doesn't stop. It just changes. And we all have to get educated now on what that looks like. And it's weird because we've all spent most of our lives, you know, since 1972, fighting against Roe v. Wade. Now the fight shifts. And we have to move into a different world. And that's why we've created this 50-state guide, again, to engaging the fight for life. And how you can get involved is by checking that out, doing your research, signing petitions, and supporting the work of the ACLJ. Again, it's the beginning of our matching challenge. And I explained what that was earlier in the segment. I'll explain it to you again for a minute. There are a group of donors, amazing people, who have said we will match all donations made. So if someone gives $100, it effectively becomes $200 to the organization. And just simple things like putting together this 50-state guide, that may sound simple, but that is hours upon hours upon hours of work. And something I've always, you know, taken pride from for the ACLJ is we hire some of the best people in the entire legal world, in the media world. That's why this show looks so good. That's why we sound so good. That's why you have the incredible content that's putting out on ACLJ.org. That's how you have Rick Grinnell and Mike Pompeo as part of our team. It is not without the support of the ACLJ donor. And we don't go out and do it halfway. I'm not going to do that. I don't like that at all. When you see the conservative outlets out there and the Christian outlets out there, and they, you know, they don't spend the time, the money, and the resources to get the best people for the job. And that is what we do here at the ACLJ. We make sure it is top notch. And we can't do that without the support of our ACLJ members. So if you join the ACLJ today, become a member for the next month, any donation made is effectively doubled at ACLJ.org. We do have a lot of phone calls coming in the next segment. We kind of reset a little bit, and then later on in the show we're talking to Rick Grinnell, or we're going to be talking about what's going on more with gas and oil in Saudi Arabia as President Biden plans his trip to Saudi Arabia, and some things happening in the world of Israel and the BDS movement. You may have seen some news happen. We've talked about Ben and Jerry's, but there's even more things that, you know, the liberal community, the liberal world seems to always want to paint Israel as the evil villain, as the bad guy. Well, let's see what that means actually to the liberal world. We're going to cover that a little bit later in the broadcast. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Maybe they should actually take a look of what's going on in Israel. Are any countries perfect? No. But there are clear wrong and right and clear good and bad and evil. And I want to show you those coming up in the next half hour of the broadcast. If you don't get that half hour of your local radio station, some of you guys listening over the air on terrestrial radio don't get the full hour of Seculo. Well, if you're listening to this when we're live, we're broadcasting live right now for an additional half hour. You can find that on ACLJ.org, the ACLJ app, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We are broadcasting live on all those outlets right now for an additional half hour. Then, if you're listening to us pre-recorded, and maybe your local radio station's playing us at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. If you want to hear the rest of the show, we put it on the ACLJ, or sorry, we put it on the Seculo podcast feed. You can also find it in all those outlets as well. It's always living on YouTube and Rumble and at ACLJ.org. Taking your phone calls as well in the next half hour. It's at 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ. And check out the amazing content put out by the best team in town on ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.